Today is January 26, 2023, and this is the Pulse Museum's daily centennial moment. Moclip's cannery operators find. William Gertz, Moclip's cannery operator, and his two sons, Virgil and W.D., were found guilty of a charge of selling and having in their possession illegally canned clams, and were each fined $100 by a jury in justice of the peace W.M. Lamb's court yesterday. All the defendants served notice that they would appeal to the Superior Court and were released on bond. Members of the jury in the case were Mrs. M.L. Watson, R. Robertson, A.O. Anderson, and M.L. Cagley. The jury deliberated about 20 minutes after a trial taking all afternoon and a short evening session after a recess. P.H. Secor, superintendent of the Moclip's cannery of the Sea Beach Packing Company, was star witness for the estate, telling how he saw trucks drive up to the warehouse of the Gertz cannery at night on three occasions during the closed packing season to unload cased goods, said to be clams packed by hand by diggers on the beach. The first occasion was in the latter part of July, while the last was early in October. Clams may be legally canned only from February 1st to May 1st. In other news, Chamber holds annual meeting in near future. The meeting of the Chamber of Commerce will take place February 15th or 16th. It was decided today, the date to conform to the arrival on the harbor of Frank Branch Riley of Portland, who will give the address of the evening. The scenic and industrial resources of the Pacific Northwest will be the subject of Mr. Riley's talk, and he will bring his stereopticon to illustrate the lecture. An evening session will be held the next week to consider a new hotel project, which will be presented by E.A. Mork of the Washington Hotel and a man whom he proposes to associate with him if the undertaking is decided upon. At their request, the Chamber's Hotel Project Committee was discharged preparatory to new plans, which may develop the coming meeting. In other news, fire threatens transfer garage. Fire in the Twin City Transfer Company's garage at 6th and N Streets in Hoquiam called on the Hoquiam Fire Department about 1:55 o'clock this morning. The blaze started on the tar paper-covered roof where a stovepipe had cracked by rubbing on the roof. It was discovered by Hugh Landers, watchman and mechanic, and was extinguished without damage. Six buses were in the garage at the time. The building was formerly occupied by the Hoquiam Steam Laundry. And finally, two fines given Aberdeen man. Jack Montgomery was fined $50 for possession and $25 on a disorderly count in police court today as a result of charges by A. Aussie, a Hindu, that Montgomery had beaten him. Accompanied by City Detective R. I. Schmidt, Aussie went to the home of Montgomery. According to the evidence, only to be greeted at the door with a stave of wood in his hand. The defendant's alibi, that he was about to put the wood in the kitchen stove, was shot to pieces by Schmidt, who testified that the stick was too long for any stove by several feet. John Savage, arrested by raiding officers at his South Aberdeen home last night for possession, was fined $50, which fine was suspended. Both Savage and his wife are in very poor health. 5 gallons of wine were found in his home. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on January 26, 1923. Though the Polson is currently closed until April 1, 2023 to complete fabrication of new permanent exhibits, catalog major collections, and tackle more interior painting, we are pleased to invite you to our first Saturday's Polson Presents programs, which are held at the Hoquiam Library. Join us February 4th at 2 p.m. when Professor William Woodward presents his lecture, Will the 2020s Roar Like the 1920s? This Humanities Washington-sponsored lecture promises to provide a wealth of broader context to the local stories you enjoy hearing here each week in the Pulse Museum's Daily Centennial Moment.